What does it really mean to be a creator in 2026? That's the big question at the center of this season of the podcast.
And over the course of those 12 episodes, something started to emerge.
AI is often pitched like it's gonna run the whole show, but that's absolutely not the case.
As soon as you fully sign up to being an advocate for health and safety, it's gonna work itself into everything that you do.
Do you need a mentor? No. But will it benefit you? I'm almost like probably 75% sure it's going to benefit you.
Bombshell Brunch has started as a community.
Everybody plays a role in the emissions that come out of the media industry, whether you're making a big production or whether you're making a small one.
When I tried to do what I thought would work, that would not hit.
Storytelling is really powerful. It can also harm and it can dehumanize.
Nothing about us without us.
I think when it comes to having an engaged community, it feels a lot more like a in real life relationship.
Copyright, it is actually not a right, but a set of rights, a bundle of rights.
It's about curiosity and listening.
Does this content open up a conversation?
It's not a formula exactly. It's more of a mindset.
Because it turns out, it's not just about what you make.
It's about how and why you make it. Hello and welcome to First Frame, where creators come for answers. Brought to you by Tell a Story Hive. I'm Jennifer Park.
And I'm Cameron Zinger. And we're excited to be with you again one more time for something a little different.
All season long, we've spoken with emerging creators, seasoned pros, and industry insiders about everything from AI and audience growth to ethics, sustainability, and storytelling.
And while every single conversation stood on its own, there were some ideas that just kept coming up again and again.
So today, we want to look back at those key insights and lessons learned to make sure you didn't miss anything.
It's not a recap. It's a distillation. Five themes that define what it means to be a content creator in 2026.
As Cam's been saying from the very start, Canadian creators need a podcast to call home. And this is it.
The first thing we tackled this season was almost a no-brainer because it's everywhere these days. AI.
Yeah, it came up a lot, Cam, but it wasn't just a hot topic of conversation. It shaped how we think about everything else.
For sure. AI wasn't really the story. It was more about the expectations and the responsibilities that come along with using it.
It's an exciting new creative tool, and I'm a huge proponent of using it ethically and responsibly. AI is a derivative machine. It is not capable of original thought or creativity.
Storytelling is really powerful. It can also harm and it can dehumanize.
What does this film need to do in the world?
You have to be aware that AI will hallucinate, that it will conflate different concepts, that it will occasionally get things wrong, but it's a good starting point.
What really stood out to me is the AI doesn't replace creativity. It enhances it. But if you aren't careful, it can also expose a lack of creativity.
I totally agree, Jen. So the question for creators really becomes, what do I bring to the equation that AI tools can't?
And the answer is simple. Your voice, your perspective, your judgment, and your intention.
That idea of intention came up quite a bit this season, especially in conversations around connecting with your audiences.
So true, Cam, because you can't fake intentionality or just try to game the algorithm. You need to understand people.
An audience is so much more than just numbers. It's made up of actual human beings who respond to things like authenticity and honesty.
If people just replaced the word algorithm with audience, everything would work better.
If I tried to game the system and think, okay, this has got all the things that are going to work on it, you know, my little checklist all checked off, oftentimes that would not hit as well if I just did what I wanted to do, did what I cared about and what I felt I liked.
It makes all the difference in the world to spend the time to actually provide a custom answer to that question. and make those people feel heard.
Independent stories and stories from all different perspectives of people really help us understand each other, have healthier communities, and ultimately support a democracy.
It's so damaging, I think, to tell stories that are not authentic to the people who have those lived experiences.
It's not about optimization. It's about creating a connection. And that's not something you can fake.
It's not something you can rush either. It's built over time. But as we've learned from so many of our guests, it's worth it.
Another common theme in our conversations this season was mentorship and how to make the most of it.
It doesn't always have to be formal. It's just about asking the right questions, learning from others, and staying curious.
It's not always obvious to creators, but it's important to realize you don't have to figure everything out on your own.
You can learn something from everybody because everyone has different life experiences and perspectives.
Maybe you're not going to jive with every single mentor that comes your way, but you can definitely take away at least something from it.
All of these great interviewers have written books, and I've read them all. Maybe you get something from it, maybe you don't, but it helps you understand the work of others and how they do it, because it is a real art.
One tip for sure is if you're looking for guidance or advice, is kind of find someone who has experience in that area you're learning from and just cold call them or email and see if they're available to help you.
The worst that can happen is just, no, I'm not available, or not right now, or whatever the case may be.
And there's nothing wrong with no. As we learned last season, you're going to hear a lot more no's than you are yeses.
It's even okay to say no to your mentors from time to time, because you still have to hold on to your own voice.
Exactly. They can give you all the advice they want, but at the end of the day, mentorship is about strengthening your perspective, not replacing it.
Expanding on the idea of mentorship brings us to another one of our big themes from this season, community.
100%, because creators already know they need to find an audience. But building a community is even more important and rewarding.
Bombshell Brunch has started as a community. And then we explore these different platforms and different ways of creating and enriching that community.
Really treating people like humans as opposed to just little profile pictures goes a long ways. It takes time, but I think it's hugely worth it.
It's not just a transaction, it's relationship. And so it's not just like a one and done. Those are relationships that I want to make sure that I'm maintaining for years to come.
Just having this space where, you know, you're commenting, the videos are directed towards them. You're encouraged to feel moved to DM and comment on stories, that kind of thing. I think that is so much more of an actual community than just followers.
Audience is simply who's watching your work. Community is who's with you on the journey.
It's not just about the content. It's about the connection and the belonging. And that's where the real impact starts to happen.
Finally, let's talk about the thread that runs through everything we've talked about this season. Intentional creation.
Every topic touched on this in different ways, from safety and sustainability to ethics, representation, and even the legal stuff.
Safety, it really allows the whole creative process to thrive.
When you're starting out and you're setting the foundation for the kind of culture that you want on a production or in content creation, it's really important to set that based on your values, based on wanting to do things in a better way, based on wanting to be better for the planet, better for the people.
Who gets to tell these stories? And who decides how that gets shared? How responsible are we to keep our audiences safe? So there's a lot of consideration for us to think about around the concepts of ethical storytelling.
Nothing about us without us. So, you know, make sure that you're building those collaborative relationships with Indigenous filmmakers.
Deal with these issues at the front end, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that is the number one problem, is that these kinds of issues, and now we're talking clearances, are often dealt with very, very late in the day.
The ability to interview somebody and be curious in the moment is a skill. And you can only get better at that if you just keep doing it.
There's so many places to watch for impact. Mm-hmm. But you have to create the space. You have to be intentional. Mm-hmm. And you have to care for it.
The core message here is pretty simple. Every choice, every decision you make has an impact. And we don't just mean creatively.
You also have to think about what you want your audiences to do, think, or feel after consuming your content.
Exactly. Impact doesn't happen by accident. You have to design it from the very beginning.
That brings us to the end of season two. Honestly, Jen, it's been an amazing journey. And if there's one thing that really stands out, it's that being a creator today is so much more than just creating.
Absolutely. It's about connection, community, responsibility, impact, and intention. We've learned so much from our guests this season, and we hope you, our viewers and listeners, have too.
If you haven't already, I'd really encourage you to check out our past episodes. And if there's something we haven't talked about before, let us know, and maybe we'll tackle it in season three.
Wait, what? We're doing season three?
I think we sort of have to.
You aren't wrong. Okay, I guess it's official then. Keep an eye out for season three coming in 2027 to YouTube, Optik TV, and everywhere you listen to your podcasts.
That's it for this episode and this season of First Frame. A huge thanks to all of our guests and thank you to you, our community of creators, for joining us.
If you'd like to learn more about how TeleStoryHive can help you along your content creation journey, you can check out storyhive.com. Until next time, I'm Jennifer Park.
And I'm Cameron Zinger.
That's a wrap. What was that? That's a wrap.